A dust up now in the world of online DVD rentals. Rental services where you order on the web and get your movies delivered by mail are growing quickly, with more than 5 million subscribers nationwide. Now, the company that pioneered the business, Netflix, is accusing Blockbuster of trying to copy its patented internet business model. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Netflix claims to have built a better mousetrap, and the company says Blockbuster is trying to divert the line of movie buffs now beating a path to its door. Netflix launched its service 7 years ago in response to the founder's frustration with video store late fees. Netflix subscribers can keep DVDs as long as they want. As soon as one is returned, a new movie is sent from the customer's online wish list. Netflix spokesman Steve Swayze says Blockbuster duplicated key features of that service when it launched its own online offering 19 months ago.
If you think back 5 and 6 and 7 years ago, there was no other way to rent movies other than going to the video store before Netflix. So Netflix patented its business methods, and we believe that Blockbuster has deliberately and willfully copied them from top to bottom.
Blockbuster says a lawsuit filed by Netflix last week has no merit. Blockbuster signed up more than 1 million subscribers for its online service, and while Netflix has 3.5 times that many members, Blockbuster spokeswoman Karen Raskoff says its rival is running scared.
Blockbuster Online has emerged as a real competitive force in the online rental industry, and it would appear that Netflix would prefer to take us on in the courts rather than facing us in the marketplace where the consumer is the judge.
If the case goes to court, Blockbuster could argue that its service is somehow different than Netflix, or that Netflix patents are invalid because someone else was doing the same thing first, or because the idea was so obvious it wasn't really an invention at all. Patent attorney Ben Borson says the challenge for the patent system is to reward pioneers while still allowing followers to make their own improvements. With inventions, as with movies, sometimes the remake is better than the original.
You want to always strike a balance. I mean, you would like to have new industries come up. However, if there is too much power concentrated in the hands of one entity, then they will tend to stifle further development.
Patents are enshrined in the Constitution as a way to promote the progress of science and useful arts. But some complain the system isn't doing that, especially after some recent high-profile patent disputes over things like Amazon's one-click shopping or the idea behind BlackBerries. Harvard Business School professor Josh Lerner says over the last 2 decades, the legal system has tilted too far in favor of patent holders, while the office that fields patent applications is now too swamped to do a thorough review.
We've simultaneously made patents much more powerful while making them easier to get.
Lerner, who's co-author of the book Innovation and Its Discontents, proposes legal changes that would make it harder for patent holders to bring frivolous challenges. He'd also like to make it harder to get a patent. The U.S. Patent Office issued more than twice as many patents in fiscal year 2005 as it did 2 decades ago.
And the people who are really being hurt by this are the true innovators, whether they're the corporations with the really creative large research departments or the individual inventors who have that flash of genius while working in their garage. And it becomes much harder for true innovators to get the kind of rewards that they deserve for their invention.
The U.S. Supreme Court has begun to show a greater interest in patent cases, and last week a congressional subcommittee held a hearing on whether questionable patents are hurting the economy. Meanwhile, home movie fans will have a front row seat as the drama between Netflix and Blockbuster plays out. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.